We praise you, Lord. The name of the message tonight is No One Takes It to Heart. And I got this message from Jeremiah, the 12th chapter, verses 11 and 12. And verses say that their nation is becoming desolate, is being devastated, and that the sword of the Lord is going from one end of the land to another, and no one takes it to heart. That's Jeremiah 12, 11 and 12, verse 11 and 12. And I see the same thing in our nation, or just on this earth, in the last 10 years or so, really keeping track of natural disasters and economic problems and wars and false religious systems and just sin abounding. And it seems to me growing worse and worse, evil men, seducers, and sin growing worse and worse. 2 Timothy 3:13, Matthew 24, verse 12, the love of many growing cold, iniquity abounding. It's getting worse, iniquity abounding, growing. The love of many growing cold, the divorce that's in Western civilization, the divorce even in Japan, China, the divorce rates are just unbelievable in our country. And Europe's even worse. 6 out of 10 marriages. What's colder than people divorcing? Abortion. 4,000 children being killed, slaughtered every day in the United States of America. What's colder than a mother terminating her child? 150,000 children every day being terminated in this world. What's colder than that? The love of many. Evil getting worse. And what's more wicked than that? You know, people going into these schools. A tragedy of 2-3 days ago. Of that young man going into that school and shooting 20 children at the ages of 6 and 7. All kinds of school shootings. Kids so bitter, so hardened at teenage years and the early 20s, going in a shopping mall here in our own city a week ago and opening fire in a shopping mall, killing a couple of people, wounding another young girl. The love of many growing cold. You see, and Jesus' words being fulfilled, but no one takes it to heart. You see? And then we see all these natural disasters in our own country. Floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. I mean devastating hurricanes and tornadoes and Hurricane Irene and Hurricane, Sandy. Just meeting a cold winds, meeting the nor'easter coming down from Canada. You see, the Bible says all things are of God, through God, and to God. And there's not one, R.C. Sproul says there's not one renegade molecule running loose. Otherwise, he's not God. And it's not like he could not stop these things. He controls the weathers. Wildfires in Arizona, Colorado, Texas. Just droughts over the Midwest, devastating our corn crops. We go to war. And we can't even seem to be victorious over these few terrorists that are in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And granted, it's not the best environment or the best area to fight a war in. It's mountainous, it's rugged, but we're far from God and we're not seeking His counsel. How do we win this war? How do we put a stop to these terrorists? We're not consulting God. We're fighting these things in our own strength. The man's way is not in himself. And it seems to me nobody's taking these things to heart. And then it seems like the sword of the Lord is going from one end of the earth to the other. It's not just in our country. The economic collapses, the unemployment, the political unrest of these leaders leading us down a path to devastation. And it's because they're far from God. And nobody takes it to heart. Amen? Yeah. Nobody understands that it's Mother Nature, it's global warming, these earthquakes, these tsunamis, the sin the adultery, the fornication, the pornography. We're the number one producer of pornography. Allowing homosexuals to marry. Giving our children to homosexuals to raise. How long does the world think that they can abort 150,000 children every day without God's judgment falling on him? Falling on us. In this country. Just the re-election of Barack Obama shows that we're getting further and further away from God. The nomination of Mitt Romney for the Republican nominee for president shows we're getting further and further away from God. That what a man believes no longer matters. This man believes the oldest lie in the Bible, that he shall be as God one day. That's the doctrine of Lucifer. That's what the devil said to Adam and Eve, you shall be as God. That's what Lucifer said to that he would be like the Most High. He would sit upon the Mount of Congregation. You see, he would receive all the power. He himself would be God. That's the doctrine of Lucifer. The same doctrine as Mormonism, you see. And nobody takes it to heart. I mean, Barack Obama, when he was inaugurated 4 years ago, he had an openly gay bishop pray over our nation. Now, could all these things be happening because of sin? Are we under the sword? Is it God's judgment on this nation? On this earth, this whole world is bankrupt. You see? Europe was once a great Christian continent. Now they went in the European Union. They won't even allow the mention of God's name in their constitution. And it's just this earth is getting further and further away from God. And that the evidence of this is the leaders that we elect. You see? Mitt Romney believes that one day he will be God and he will rule over his own universe. Now that's the same doctrine as the Antichrist, who said he'll sit in God's temple proclaiming himself to be God. You see? And nobody takes these things to heart, that an openly gay bishop is praying over our country. That a Muslim, he let a Muslim pray over our country. You see, we're getting further and further away from Scripture, away from Christ. And where's the outcry? And nobody, it seems, takes it to heart. It's like they're under a delusion that everything's just going to be okay, and it's not. See, the problem is our sin. It's kind of like Noah's day. Or even in Jeremiah 12, they're being carried off into captivity. Nebuchadnezzar once comes and besieges Jerusalem, and then he carries off captives to Babylon. He comes again, besieges Jerusalem, carries off captives back to Babylon. You think they would repent? The destruction, the judgment that is on him, that the sword of the Lord is going to and fro in the land, but nobody takes it to heart, Jeremiah said. And I see the same thing happening in our country, that nobody's taking it to heart. These things, legalizing drugs, legalizing marijuana. Drugs are for medicinal purposes only, for medical reasons only. I myself have seen the destruction and the devastation that marijuana can do. It led me down a road to hard drug use. It devastated the life of my brother. Hundreds and hundreds of people I grew up with were devastated by that drug. It's not for recreational. There again, nobody takes these things to heart. That we're in rebellion against the authority of God's Scripture. I mean, giving our children homosexuals to raise? Are we out of our mind? It's madness that this guy is the worst president in the history of our country, yet he got reelected. You see, it's under a delusion that we should not believe a truth. Believe the truth. You see, the truth is homosexuality is wrong. The truth is God hates divorce. The truth is all sex outside of marriage is sin. But these things have become prevalent in our society and accepted as okay, even good. It's okay. Good has become evil. We sin like Sodom. We hide it not. Openly, homosexuality coming to the forefront. of our society. And it's just, it seems to me that Jesus said in Matthew 24, let's go to Matthew 24, as in the days of Noah, and as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. But in this portion of Scripture, it doesn't say that. It only talks about Noah. Matthew 24, 37 through 39. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days of Noah were before the flood, they were eating, they were drinking, marrying, and given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And what this is saying is that these people were not ready. They did not take it to heart, Noah building the ark. They did not take it to heart what he was saying. It says he was a preacher of righteousness. He warned them for 120 years. A flood is coming. A flood is coming. But they didn't take it to heart. They thought he was some kind of madman. And they just went about marrying, working, giving in marriage, drinking, eating, just living their everyday lives, not listening. You see? And that's the same thing with America. So shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, where no one's taking it to heart. You see? Noah's ark was a sign to them that destruction was coming, judgment was coming, but they did not take it to heart. And no one's taking it to heart today. The floods. One year the Mississippi is overflowing so severe, thousands and thousands of people are being devastated by it. The next year we had, this past year, the Mississippi dried up so bad, the ships were getting struck, the barges were getting struck, stuck in the mud. There was no river. Now something's happened. It's not global warming. It's not Mother Nature. It's God. The hundreds of lives lost in Joplin with the tornado. It's just the Katrina, the hundreds of lives lost. 9/11. You see? And that's not the only thing about Noah. Let's go to Genesis chapter 6. This is the main thing. You see? But no one took it to heart what this man was saying. And nobody takes it to heart what this book is saying. You see, do you believe the prophetic word? Well, prophecies are being fulfilled daily. We're going to hopefully get into that a little later concerning Jerusalem, concerning Israel being gathered back into the land, and the coming of Messiah being connected with it, the return of Jesus being connected with that. We might as well talk about it now. Jeremiah 23, Jeremiah 30. God said that He will gather the Jews from where He has scattered them and bring them back into the land, and He will set over them the Son of David. So the Jews being gathered back, it's also in chapter 30, the Jews being gathered back into their land in 48, 47, 48, I'm not sure, is a sign Moshiach is coming, Messiah is coming. Because in Jeremiah 23 and Jeremiah 30, with the Jews being gathered back into their land, it also coincides with the return of Messiah, the branch where He will set over them. And they'll be one fold, it says. They will be one mind. They will be in unity, one spirit. That's the eternal kingdom. That's the messianic kingdom. You see? And so the Jews being gathered back into that, but nobody takes that to heart. Very few people really understand the prophetic word and really take that to heart. Luke 21:24, that the times of the Gentiles, that Jerusalem would be trodden down until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Well, Jerusalem is not trodden down anymore. In 1967, in the Six-Day War, the Jews recaptured Jerusalem. It's in their hands. It's no longer trodden down by Gentiles. Okay, and then you go to Zechariah, the 12th chapter, in verse 2, verse 3, it says that Jerusalem will be a burdensome stone to all the nations. And He will gather all the nations against Jerusalem, and He will judge them. Well, when Yasser Arafat and Ehud Barak were trying to, this peace process, and we're trying to establish rules and boundaries for this peace process. They wanted to divide Jerusalem and make it an international city into the hands of Muslims, into the hands of Gentiles, into the hands of Jews. No. You see, it's back into the hands of the Jews. And it's no longer trodden down. Times of Gentiles fulfilled. And it is a burdensome stone. The problem with the peace process is Jerusalem. You see? It's the capital. The Jews want to make it. They have made it the capital of their country. And they won't divide it. And it will be the stumbling block over the peace process. And the nations will gather against them. You see, that's the prophet. But nobody takes these things. These things are happening every day. Nobody takes them to heart. Amen. Evil getting worse and worse. Seducers waxing worse and worse. The love of many growing cold. These young people are so bitter. And they're going into these schools and just killing people. West Virginia, the guy killed like 25, 30 people. The Muslim down there in Texas on the army base killed 13, 14 people. Just opening fire, Allah Akbar. God, and that's not God. False religious systems. Syria, war, famine in Africa. Earthquakes. I've never seen over the last... I follow these things. I study these things. And over the last, the increase... There's not an increase in earthquakes, but there's an increase in the size of earthquakes. To sevens, to high sixes, sevens, eights, nines, tsunamis. Signs in the heavens, signs in the earth, signs in the seas, waves roaring with perplexity. Men's hearts failing them for fear. And that's what I see. What's going on in Katrina, what's going on... With Sandy and Hurricane Irma, men's hearts failing them for fear. There's no safe place anymore. Not even in a church. People come into churches in Colorado with guns and start killing parishioners. Amen? Not even in your home. There was a man here in Portland. He walks into a home. There's a burglar. This guy stabs him to death. Man upstairs getting ready for work. His wife, thank God, left for work. His children left for school. He's upstairs getting ready. He comes down. There's a burglar in his home. Right when he's there, they're so bold. They walk right in when you're sitting there in your living room. My grandmother. They walked right into her home and held my grandmother and my brother at gunpoint. You're not safe anywhere. You see, the love of many growing cold, evil getting worse and worse. Glory to God. And nobody takes it to heart. Man's way is not in himself. You see? We need His counsel. We need His guidance. We need to be led by the Spirit. We need that intimacy. We need to obey His Word. My testimonies are also my delight and my counselors. They're my counsel. That's where I go when I need guidance. It's to the Word of God. Glory be to God. Oh man, let's go to Genesis. I want to read this because this is important. We saw in Noah's day that he built that ark. That was a sign. 120 years it took him to build it. He preached. He said he was a preacher of righteousness. So you know he must have been warning them. A flood is coming. But they did not take it to heart. You see? Until the flood came. And then it's too late. You see? You need to get in the ark now. You need to come to Christ now. Glory to God. But evils, these are signs the Lord is coming, is what I'm trying to say. And there's like a delusion that they should believe a lie because they love not the truth. And the evidence they don't love the truth is who we are electing for our president. It's what we're allowing to happen in our societies. You see? Do you think that this young man, the fact that we're killing, we've killed 50, 60 million children. Where's the outcry of that? 20 children were killed a few days ago. That's horrible what he did. But there's 4,000 children being slaughtered in the womb. Where's our president's tears? I believe his tears were genuine. But where's his tears over the 4,000 children every day slaughtered in the womb? Amen? You don't think that that impacts our young, a culture of death? And by the time they're 18, they see 100,000 killings on television? That culture that doesn't impact them? That life doesn't have value? You see, he goes in and kills a bunch of children. We're all outraged. Where's the outcry that is happening every day in the world? 150,000 of them. Amen. No one takes it to heart. What is going on? That the end is here. The end of all things is at hand. And these, the Scripture, what Jesus said, what Paul said, is being fulfilled. Amen. Many false prophets, he said, would arise. Look at Islam, false prophet. Buddhism, false prophet. Mormonism, false prophet. Jehovah Witness, false prophet. You see, there are many false, deceiving many. And even in our own, in the Christian church, there's so many false prophets on this television gospel selling the blessings of God. You can buy salvation. You can buy the Holy Spirit. You can buy deliverance. Just give cash and you can get anything. Many, if possible, to deceive the very elect. But they can't. See? Because everyone God has ordained for salvation shall be saved. No one can pluck you out of His hand. Genesis chapter 6. If this isn't a fulfillment, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Genesis 6. Whoa. 6 verse 5. We bless you, Jesus. 6 verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. And I say, what I look around to see is that the imagination of men's hearts are evil continually. It's just not that they were eating and drinking and that they didn't take it to heart what Noah was doing. Their imaginations and their thoughts were evil continually. And that's what I see. Is that the imaginations of men's hearts are evil continually. That's what I see on television. That's what I see in the streets. That's what I see when I go out and witness. Amen? Amen. And that is another thing. No one takes it to heart. I have heard an audible voice, an angel flying in my room. He said, the Lord is coming. The Lord is coming with 10,000s of His saints. The Lord is coming. Now you take that word and test it in light of Scripture. You'll see that it's Jude 14 and 15. That it's biblical. What that ain't. That's why I believe it. The angel spoke Bible. Okay? I had a dream. I saw souls being thrown into the lake of fire. Jesus said, John, prepare for the Lord. I was weeping when I woke up. You see, you take that to Scripture, Revelation 20:15. All that were not written in the Lamb's Book of Life were thrown into the lake of fire. That dream spoke Bible. And that's why I believe it. And I wrote it in a tract called Behold, He Comes. And I pass these tracts all over Portland, Oregon, and I've sent some out all over the country. But let me tell you, no one takes it to heart. They all think I'm nuts. Half of them, 98% of them think I'm mad. Laugh at me, mock me. You see? But that is truth. No one takes it to heart that what I'm saying possibly could be true. No one's knocking on my door, kicking down to hear more. You see? It's like they're under a delusion. They should believe they don't want Christ to come. That's what the impression I get, even in the church. They don't want Christ to come. Now let's go to 2 Thessalonians. This is an important thing. And just the point that no one's taking it to heart. Hardly very few people take it to heart what I'm saying. You see? And it's just like Noah said. He's a preacher of righteousness. He's telling them judgment's coming. I'm telling them Christ is coming, judgment. You're going to stand before a holy God. Amen. It's appointed and a man wants to die then, and they're not taking it to heart. You see? They're not. It's like they're under delusion. They should believe a lie. You see, they don't love the truth. They love the world and the things in the world. And they don't see what's really happening, what's really going on. They're not taking it to heart. What's going on in our country? The politics, the economics, the unemployment. You see? the abortion, the shedding of it. God hates the shedding of innocent blood. They don't even understand that we've aborted 50, 60 million children. There's your taxpayers. There's 67, they would have children. There's 70 million taxpayers. That's why Medicare and Social Security is bankrupt. And the whole world is doing this. The whole world is bankrupt. What? Everything's not fine. You see? And no one's taking it to heart that we need to return unto Christ. We need to return to that's the answer. Is repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and setting Him king over our country. And doing things His way. You see, that's the only answer. Things are going to, Scripture says it's going to get worse and worse, not better and better. Perilous times, dangerous times, lovers of self. And that's the problem. We all love ourselves more than we love God. And it seems to me, amen, go to 2 Thessalonians. The hand that restrains evil over our nation, God is not restraining evil over our nation anymore. You see? That's the problem. And no one's taking it to heart. We've lost the lying, the stealing, the murder, the pornography. We're number one producer of pornography. We're a Christian nation. How does this man get reelected when a homosexual's praying over our country? First president to ever elect, ever on a presidential platform of a political party to support gay marriage. Amen? That's a death penalty in the book Bible. You see that man. Where was I going? 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, verse 7. We bless your name, Jesus. For this lawlessness, rebellion, sin is already at work secretly, and it will remain secret until the one who is holding it back steps out of the way. Is God stepping out of the way? Is the hand that restrained evil on this earth stepping back? I believe it is. I'm not saying thus saith the Lord right here. But I think if you look at the world and you look at the nations, there's going to have to be a world order for the nations to survive. The economies are collapsing. You see? And they're not seeking God. They're not repenting. They're not turning to God. They're trying to solve it in their own strength. And there will arise one that will seem to have these answers. You see, and God will step back and allow him. He will give them a leader. They don't want his Christ. We will not have Jesus reign over us. He will give them a leader after their own heart. But I have to say, what I see in this earth and the wickedness and the false religious systems, the immorality, the fornication, adultery, the divorce, the homosexuality, the shedding of innocent blood, the war, that God's restraining hand is stepping out of the way. I don't believe God's restraining hand against evil is over our country any longer. You see? All things are of Him and through Him and to Him. He could have stopped that shooter. He didn't stop that shooter. You see? They're giving God the back and the face. He could have stopped those airplanes from coming into 9/11. He didn't stop them. He allowed them to happen, to continue. All these things, the tornadoes, the fires, the hurricanes, the floods, the waves, the seas roaring with men's hearts failing them. It's God's restraining hand against evil being pulled back and giving them over to their own desires, giving them over to their own lust. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. But the good news is, you see, once saved, always saved. He that began a good work in you will finish it. Fear not, little flock. Amen. Fear not. No one can pluck us out of His hand. The God of all grace who has called you to eternal glory. You see? If He's called you to eternal glory, you will have eternal glory. Amen.
Amen.
And no one can pluck us out of His hand. Glory be to God. One shepherd, one fold, one flock.
The Father is greater than all. And not one, John 6, all that the Father has given to me shall come to me. You see, and he that comes to me, I will in no, all that the Father gives him will come. Amen? And it says that he will lose nothing. He will not lose one. Glory. John 6:39. Not one of the hairs of their head shall perish. Amen?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we thank you. Look up, your redemption's drawing nigh. Amen. Your focus should be on eternity, not on things earthly. Not on things. Let's go to Philippians, the 3rd chapter. It talks about a people whose mind, whose God is their appetite, whose belly is their God. Philippians, the 3rd chapter. I believe verses 18 through 21. Our conversation should be in heaven. Our living, we should be focused, storing up for ourselves treasures in heaven, not on earth, where moss and rust does corrupt. Amen.
Amen.
Verses 18 through 21, from Philippians chapter 3. For many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. See, right among, Jesus said there would be tares growing up with the wheat right amongst us. There's unsaved people right in the midst of our church, right in the midst of the body of Christ, who are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. But for our conversation is in heaven, from which we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you looking for the Lord Jesus Christ? Is your mind, is your conversation on heaven or on earth? Is your God your appetites? See, that's what we have in the church. And just you, God will make you you'll have the best job. God will make you rich. You'll have the best home. You'll have the best clothes. That's what He's talking about. Their God is their appetite, is their belly. It's their carnal desires. Christians, born again people, their desires are to be righteousness. It's to be holiness. It's to become more like Christ. It's to have greater faith. It's to love their neighbors. To love God with all their heart. It's to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That's what we're supposed to think about. That's what our appetites are supposed to be for Christ. For His kingdom to come. And the signs are all there. The Lord cometh with 10,000. Evil getting worse and worse. The love of many growing cold. Earthquakes. Pestilence. Famine. Drought. We've had so much drought in this country. Glory be to God. The sword of the Lord going from one end of this country to the next and one end of the earth to another. The ring of fire is called, where all those vaults are, the earthquake faults are. Vaults. Faults. And it's just gigantic earthquakes, one after another after another. Tsunamis, volcanoes, floods, record snow, record heat, record drought. Record rain. You see that? Signs in the heavens, the earth, and the sea. And it's happening, but no one takes it to heart that this is God, that Christ is coming. You see? They're afraid that preachers, you know, if they say, thus saith the Lord, He's coming, that people, well, they're afraid. You see? But they're not taking it to heart. And that's what this, there's God. We're in that time. There's peoples who are enemies of Christ right amongst us. And they're on television selling, false prophets selling the blessing of God for cash. Money. Not the Holy Spirit is the bloodline of the church. Money. It's not that you don't need money. But they're making these great promises that God's not ever going to fulfill. And it shipwrecks people's faith. And that's what Jesus said would happen. You see? I pray God He come. He put an end to these false religious systems. I pray, I can't stand Islam. Not that I don't love these people, but I can't stand this religion. Every day you read the paper, they're killing people. You see? These false religious systems. Sexual immorality, the love of many growing cold, lovers of self, only wanting to satisfy their lustful pleasures with the things of this life. Christians aren't supposed to want the things, and they were supposed to want the things which come from above. Be heavenly minded. Set your mind on things above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. If so you be risen with Him, if so you've been changed, you've been born again. Amen. It says our conversation is in heaven. We're looking for Christ. That's 2,000 years ago. How much more should we be looking for Christ? And this stuff about their end is destruction. Their God is their belly. That is so prevalent in the church. What is it that you desire? Delight thyself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. But what do you desire? Amen. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in money, as much as in all riches do I rejoice in the way of thy testimonies. As a rich man loves his money and seeks after his money, I have rejoiced. I seek more after the testimonies of God as much, if not more, than a man who loves his money. But nobody's taking these things to heart. Amen. We need to look up our redemption's drawing nigh. Where's the discernment? Amen. Cyclones in the Philippines, in China, earthquakes in Pakistan, floods, earthquakes in Japan and Chile, Haiti, San Salvador, all over this country. We're going to be stricken. Oh God, we keep shedding the blood. It's going to get worse and worse. We don't hate bloodshed. Bloodshed will pursue us. You see? Sin is the problem. Glory to God. And the lack of discernment, it's like a strong delusion. They should believe they don't love the truth. They're electing these men who are so far from the truth of the gospel. You see? Men that believe a lie that they can solve this in their own strength without God. You see? They believe a lie that they themselves one day will be God. You see? They're under a delusion. They don't love the truth. They don't know the truth. This world is that Muhammad is the way. You see, there's a delusion. They should believe a lie. They don't love the truth. They're under delusion that Islam is the way, or Hinduism is the way, or Mormonism is the way. Or that Michael the Archangel is what Jehovah's Witnesses believe. He's the way. No, Jesus is the way. You see, the whole world's under a delusion. They should believe a lie. And I'm telling you, the restraining hand, he that is restrains the evil in this world is pulling back his hand. He's pulling back his hand. Look up, our redemption draws nigh. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory that this word would be alive, it'd be living, people would take it to heart. Oh God, they would see the sword of the Lord going from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. That we've created this culture of death, we're killing our children in billions, I believe. 50 million a year, do the math. 50 million a year since, who knows, 72. Oh God, lead us into truth. Discernment, give discernment, open the eyes. It says the wickedly will do wickedly. The wicked are going to continue to do wickedly. Those that aren't ordained for salvation, they're not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, they're going to continue to do wickedly. It's in the 12th chapter of Daniel. But the righteous, they shall know, they shall understand. Amen. We thank God for discernment. Open the eyes of your people to see your coming is near. Prepare your people for your coming. Oh God, we give you praise. Gather the wheat into the barn. Remove the chaff off this earth. A new heaven, new earth. Remove the wicked one off this earth. Remove the demons off this earth. Remove your enemies off this earth, we pray. For a new heaven, new earth, wherein dwells righteousness. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.